We have some wild leaves that turn red in the fall. Sumac, but I don't think it has berries on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something around here, the flowering bush called the rhododendron or spoonwood or spoonhunt or laurel? Did you ever heard of those?
Rhododendron, I don't know of any right around here.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of berry? Some of them are, I don't know if they grow around here, but it's, some of them are red, some of them are black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it.
Not raspberries, huh?
Okay. Say if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, better not eat those, they might be
poisonous.
And it's kind of a tree that has long white limbs and white scaly bark that you can peel off.
Birch.
Or sick.
Sycamore.
Uh-huh. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
Cherry tree.
Okay. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
Uh-huh. How can you tell the difference between them?
One has three leaves and one has 5 points, I believe.
Which one has three?
The poison ivy, I believe. The poison oak has 5.
Are they vines or bushes or what?
Well, they can be as big around as a tree trunk, small tree trunk, but they are vines.
Mm-hmm. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
I've heard some people say old lady and my old man. My better half.
Uh-huh. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow.
What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be a...
Grass widow.
And the man whose child you are is called your...
Father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Parents.
What did you call your father?
Daddy.
Anything else people call their father?
Father. Some people call them by their names.
Uh-huh. What about their mother?
Mother or mama.
Uh-huh.
Or by their name.
Is that common around here, calling your parents by their first name?
No, not at all.
Sounds really peculiar. Mm-hmm.
Very. But I know when I was in California, people out there do call their parents by their names. And my husband's first wife called her parents by the name. They were from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And she called her parents by their names, which was something he couldn't get over.
Yeah, it seems really...
But it's common out there. Here, it's unheard of.
What about your father's father? He'd be your...
Grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
What do people call his grandfather and grandmother?
Papa or the kids call their grandmother Tati.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just a fine name.
Uh-huh.
Any name that
that sounds French or something, is it?
I don't really know where it came from. No, she's not. My mother was French.
Uh-huh.
And we called her Mama Honey. My grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Honey. But she was pure French.
Did you learn to speak any
she
French?
She spoke French, but I didn't. I'm sorry, but I wish I had.
Uh-huh.